Hey yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad.
Dun, dun, dun. Episode 88 of the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. We're going to have a good little episode today. But before we start, I just like to say I'm usually a humble dude. I usually don't let things get to me. I don't let things bother me. I laugh at when people take shots. But I want to remind y'all, this is episode 88. When I started this thing, and before it was the Sarcasm Remains, before it switched over to the Fake Mad, y'all was talking y'all shit. Y'all was wishing on my downfall. I know it. You ain't got to never say it. I know it. It's like, how your little podcast doing? You still doing your podcast, all of that. Then when we got ranked as one of the top podcasts in the city of Charleston, I'm sorry, in the state of South Carolina, then it was, oh, that's cool, you know, and that's when everybody wanted to try to hop on. I'm talking to you local guys right now. Everybody tried to hop on it. Yo, let's collab. Nah, you ain't want to get on the podcast when I asked you off the love. And now it's come to where we are the top nominated podcast. Hopefully we'll win, but it don't matter because we got nominated for the best of Charleston. And the fact that we nominated and a lot of people who said we weren't going to do it, who were hating. Hi, thanks for listening. That's all I had to say about that because I'm not going to give y'all no real energy. I just wanted y'all to feel special because I don't do it for you. But damn it if I ain't doing it in spite of you. And I love it. All right. Moving on. Pardon my my dip low into negativity real quick. It was necessary. We got the Mafia here again. Coming from the great state. Upstate of New York.
It's still part of New York.
Nate from Albany, say what's up to your people.
As always, guys, what's going on? It's Nate. Let's have a good night, and it's always gonna be fuck Corey.
And also, shout out to the Whatever Face podcast. We were on there yesterday. Don't drop the same time as we do.
Nah, drop back to back.
The ladies love him, girls adore him, even the ones that never saw him. Brian be knowing. Say what's up to your people.
What's up, beautiful people, and the rest of you? How you guys doing today?
Not the rest of you.
It cracks me up every time.
Right. And our guest today is a gentleman who he's a friend of mine. I remember I went to Morgan State. I had the house on 25th Street. I was running to this guy, and he was always bustling. He never stood still. But yo, man, we gonna come to the battles, you know? Like, and I'm like, yeah, that's not a Baltimore accent that is talking to me. Turns out he's a New York guy, good guy. One of the few that were good. It was a lot of snaky New York dudes in Baltimore at that time. I'm not going to lie. I mean, a lot of them showed love to me because I was from Jersey, but I didn't like the way they were doing other people. But this guy was straight and straight on up and up. Had the pit fights, battles. He was doing music. He had me come down to a little studio. I think it was on 25th. I used to walk right down the street. If not, it was somewhere in that vicinity. I used to walk down there. You know, it's been a while. It's been damn near 20 years. And he'd have some music playing, but oh, listen to this. Have all type of characters. Met a couple of people through him just popping up at his studio and just hanging out. I never even wanted to do music there. I just was cool with the energy there. That's when I was with Major Noise and all of them and Street Legal. Mr. Shaka Pitts, introduce yourself to the world. Tell these people what you're up to these days. Say what's up to them, you know.
I appreciate you, good brother. I appreciate everybody on the platform for allowing me on the platform. I'm Shaka Pitts, voice of Baltimore hip hop. Battle Scenes, Petey Green. I've been an integral part of Baltimore hip hop, you know, for decades. You know, at one point I was a metric, and I still may be a metric. You know, if you know me or don't know me, that may show where you are or where you were in your, you know, artistic endeavors or social capital aspect. But I'm an audio engineer with industry credits. I'm an artist as well with industry credits. I do a lot, man. It's hard to speak about what I do because I do a lot in depending on you know, what circle. It's sort of like my network is sort of like the Olympic logo, right? So it just depends on what circle I'm operating in. Depends on, you know, what Shaka Pitts is really, but you know, I do a lot. I'm a void filler. So I've started bike advocacy organizations, nonprofit black biking advocacy organizations. I deal with social inequities in various aspects of the community. So I do a lot. I had the first interactive internet radio show in Baltimore, and the longest running. I ran for 3 years, and was actually, you know, accredited. I was on 92Q. I had rap battles on 92Q for years. I was the gatekeeper for all the rap battles on 92Q, the main station here in Baltimore, for years. I do a lot, man. I try to stay active. You know, I'm not a spring chicken, so I gotta make sure that, you know, I always got time for what I'm, you know, for what I'm doing. So, but I do a lot.
Nice.
But again, thank you for having me on your little podcast.
Little podcast.
You know how they say down there in your, around your way. You know what I mean? You know what they say. You know, your little podcast. Yeah. You know how they do. You still doing that little podcast thing, yo? You still doing that little, man? Get out of here.
Top nominated in the city.
Hey, come on, man. Listen, I remember, you know, I remember before the new name, like I remember the old name. You know what I mean? So you've been doing it, good brother.
Oh yeah.
Like you've been doing it. And yeah, thanks for having me. But before we get into the show, Upstate Nate, you are from y'all still fam. Y'all still
fam. Said it's still New York. I just said it's still New York.
Nah, y'all still fam. But don't shun from the upstate part, because I've said for years, you know, make your spot, like claim your spot and make that spot the known spot. So nah, Upstate Nate, yeah. Claim that, good brother. Claim that.
I like it, man. Already.
I mean, some dope stuff going on upstate, man.
All right, so I got you. All right, so let's jump to this first subject. Not trying to have y'all here for a long time, but a good time. So what is my first subject? Oh, 4P. Oh, I didn't even give a real intro, did I? I did. I'll save that for my fake mad. All right. Kellogg's millionaire CEO was dragged for saying poor families should eat cereal for dinner to save money. Also, I was sick all week, so if my voice sound crazy, y'all, not y'all, but the people listening, I apologize. I'm fresh off the medications. Like, I had some type of virus infection, and my sinuses were infected at the same time. I was the walking dead.
What was a sinus infection?
No, I had a flu style session, and then I had like a sinus infection. Like, it was, yeah, I was dead. I was the walking dead. All right. Kellogg CEO Gary Pilnick is getting dragged after promoting his company's incredibly tone-deaf campaign aimed at struggling families. He was a guest on a talk show, Squawk on the Street, where Carl Quintanilla asked him about Kellogg's cereal for dinner advertisement. Kellogg's, which we know for cornflakes, Fruit Loops, Raisin Bran, Frosted Flakes, began doing a cereal for dinner campaign in 2022 with the slogan, "Give Chicken the Night Off." Sounds racist. The cereal category has always been quite affordable, and it tends to be a great destination when consumers are under pressure. If you think about it, the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might do otherwise, it's going to be much more affordable. I think we can see where this is going. They asked him if the campaign was landed wrong. He said, I don't think so. In fact, it should land really well. Cereal for dinner is something that is probably more on trend now, and we expect it to continue as that consumer is under pressure. He's saying if you are brokey, you should just eat cereal. The thing is, so here's where I see where he's coming from, right? It might be tone deaf, but he's saying, hey, we're pushing cereal for dinner because we already tapped out the breakfast market. We want the college kids to eat us for dinner. And then somebody said, well, what about families? Now it's like, oh, yeah, families can eat us for dinner, too. But now that you said that, you got to stand on that hill. And he's saying, well, you know, it's cheaper for families to eat us, especially if they're going through financial struggles. So it's not joke being broke. Get some cornflakes. My kid is 30. We had cereal for dinner plenty of times. I was embarrassed. I would cry. I couldn't provide for my kids better. I was paranoid my kids would be taken away. Only reason we had cereal is because of WIC. Happy my ass. Food insecurity is traumatizing, is what one lady said. And that's in response to the CEO saying that people are happy to eat cereal for dinner. So I guess my question is, and Nate, I'll start with you on this one. My question is a twofold question. Is dude wrong for pushing that broke families should eat cereal for dinner? And is that embarrassing, or is it only embarrassing to people who necessarily have to eat it?
Yo, man, you gotta give chicken the night off. I'm sorry. Like that's some racist shit right there. Honestly, as somebody who has been on WIC and like food stamps and all that, it ain't the same cereal. Like that cornflakes and Kaboom ain't the same. and if you know, like if you had Kaboom, you know. Dude, that shit was nasty.
I think now you can buy those brand name cereals with the food stamp cards and all of that though. Mm-hmm. Now you're allowed to.
All right. Well, at one point you couldn't. You
had government issue shit. Yeah.
Yeah, you got the can of Juicy Juice where you had to open both ends. You got Kaboom.
The like, big block of cheese.
King Vitamin. If you don't know about King Vitamin, you ain't go through it.
Now that I can like afford to buy cereals and things, I don't look at it as traumatizing, but I can see why people would. Because like you telling people like, yo, man, you ain't gotta do that. Just eat this cereal. Like you broke. You can't afford that but cereal. Like, so if you never been there, I get it, but it's not that terrible of a thing to say.
I know. If I was eating cereal dinner every night, I'm not going to want it for breakfast, too. Brian, what are your thoughts on it?
I think part of his problem is people online be saying that they eat cereal for breakfast. Like, this is not a new... I mean, cereal for dinner. This is not a new thing. Some people... was like, yeah, I come home or a midnight snack or whatever, whatever. Like some people kind of just like to eat cereal that time of day. I think he just thought it's one of those things like, all right, it's cool when we say it, but when you say it, it's a problem. Just because you're rich. You know what I'm saying? It's like we could make a joke or a comment about the N-word, but if somebody else make, hey, nah, you can't say that. So I think that's where he got caught up. You know what I'm saying? He's just trying to. And two, and I read the article, and I agree with the person who said it. Cereal getting up to like $8 a box now, my G. It's not that affordable no more. You could go through, you and your family could go through a box of cereal a night. Yeah, I wish we would have finished a box of cereal one day when I was a kid.
That's all you get for the week.
Yeah, that's it. There ain't no more cereal.
And they skimming on the packages too, because I just bought a box and I got some frosted mini
wheats. Nate, I thought I was tripping, bro. These boxes are getting smaller. thought I was tripping.
They skimming. Half of it is air. Like in the
back.
Again, y'all. Shaka. If you come home from a 8 to 10 hour day from work and your lady made you a bowl of cereal for dinner, you gonna feel a type of way.
It depends on my situation. If that's what the situation is, that I'm appreciative that she got a bowl of cereal ready for me as I came home, because that's all we got. If that's where we at. I agree with what everyone said though. To be honest, as far as for the most part, I think a lot of it is something that can be going, something that can go at the end of the show. A lot of it is fake mad. You know, we as Black people have this thing where we have this this thing where we feel like we own outrage, and everything is traumatic. Every single thing is traumatic, and don't show me nothing traumatic. Don't trigger me. No how, no way, no in no space. The brother, or you know, was insensitive. He's disconnected. He disconnected. Do I think it was racist? No. I have a 10 feet away from me, I have a family size of corn pops that I eat whenever the hell I feel like eating.
It's
Whenever I feel
dinner.
Like eating, it was dinner 2 nights ago. But to what Nate was saying, I believe it was Nate was saying, you know, well, you know, I ain't got to. I just felt like it because I didn't want to go through the hassles of doing anything else. You know, so it's not disrespectful to me, right? But again, I came up like y'all came up, and when I did have to do it at some point, right? But you know, for me, it's still not disrespectful because I'm healed enough to be like, it's a disconnect, right? Even the chicken thing, if a vegan says, stop doing chicken, blah, 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 are we gonna be like, oh, you being racist, you telling people to stop? Like, so I think, you know, if we wanna find something, we can find something. But I think this is not the hill for us to even. It's like, bro, like, listen, you eat cereal for dinner. Shut up. Stop. Shut up. Shut up. Like, this is not the hill. This is not the hill, y'all. There's plenty of other fights we could be fighting. This ain't the one I'm even concerned about, right? Because ain't nah, one of you mamma tampas gonna stop eating cereal. Not one of you.
I'm my boy
So.
and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm good.
Listen, exactly. Listen. Apple. Listen. I just bought a thing of the little thing of Apple, the little small container, the little small little personal Jiffy, the little tub. I bought that out the little bodega the other day. Man, give me that, man. I'm gonna take that upstairs real quick. Snack on that real quick.
There you go. Shout out to Apple Jacks.
Cereal
Listen,
be hitting like
listen,
that's
bro.
like
So, like I
cereal
said,
really be it.
for me, it'd be a lot of, you know, a lot of fake outrage, man. Or if it's not fake, I'm gonna say a lot of unnecessary, and some of it comes from, you know, people needing to heal. Like if you can't, like if this triggered you so bad, when you like, nah, you need to go sit down on somebody's couch somewhere or get on a Zoom with somebody and work this thing out, good brother, good sister. This
The
ain't the hill.
Fake Mad Podcast promotes that everyone needs therapy. Everyone.
And cereal.
Everyone,
And
everyone.
everyone needs cereal and therapy. All
Go
right,
get
moving
some
on.
cereal and go heal.
So, I've been dancing around this Diddy subject.
He been dancing around it.
You been Harlem shaking. You been Harlem
Take
shaking
that.
around the Diddy situation.
And we will successfully not talk about him again this week. I'm trying not. Damn it, Diddy, you gotta cut it out. But our favorite person, Jada Pinkett Smith, popped back up on my news feed. Shock you to know Jada is one of our favorites here because we just love what she does to Will Smith.
Have mercy. Have mercy.
Jada Pinkett Smith says she wants her daughter Willow Smith to have a relationship just like the one she has with her husband Will Smith. Brian?
I'm a stand by my good sis Jada, right? And I'm a say, just like cereal, man, she being insensitive, right? Her wording wasn't good. I'm gonna assume she means she wants Willow to be with the man, and their relationship has the same amount of resiliency as Will and Jada's relationship. You know what I'm saying? No,
That's a
come
lot
what
of
may,
resiliency, bro. A
right?
lot
That
of
is. That is.
resiliency.
Hopefully, they won't need that much resiliency,
I
but.
need listen, if y'all, if this, Listen, y'all listen to the audio, but if y'all can see Nate's face right now, y'all. If y'all can see Nate's face right now.
Shock, there's a reason I'm going to ask him last. So, Shaka, what are your thoughts?
Good. Yeah, I'm
done. Oh, no, Brian, go ahead. Finish. My fault.
No, that was it. I was just, you know, just trying to reiterate. I'm just assuming she don't mean that she want Willow to drag her man through the mud the way that she did Will. You dig? I'm assuming that's not what she meant. It's just, I want y'all to be strong and y'all love for one another.
Go through anything.
Anything.
Shaka, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's not surprising. Jada's a narcissist, so she sees nothing wrong in what she's doing. So why would she not want her daughter to have the situation she has? So that's not even the question to ask us about like well, that's not even a really real question rather. The real question is, what does she want for her son? Does she want Jaden to be like his father?
Ooh.
Does she want Jaden to get a woman like his father has? Like, that's the question.
Good,
to ask.
Shaka. That's the real question, Shaka.
Yeah. That's the real question. That's the real question. Right? Because you know, I've seen women, and I've spoken about it on my show, Shock Value. Y'all can check me out every Monday nights on YouTube at Shock Value, S-H-A-K Value. So I spoke about that. Whereas I've seen women literally make share memes saying, may your daughter get the man that you are.
Yeah, I see those.
Right? And that's not said in praise. That's not said and I'm hoping something positive.
Condescending. That's very condescending.
Yeah, that's saying you's a dog, you dogs women out, and blah 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 blah. So I hope I hope another sister, who I'm supposed to be sisterhood, right? But I hope another sister goes through the same stuff that I've gone through, so that you and your legacy can feel what I'm feeling. That's real. Mm. That's real. So ask Jada, what did she want for Jaden?
All right, let's call Jada right now. Nope.
That's where I'm at. So that's where I'm at. But it's not surprising, because listen, let's keep it a buck. She's winning. Why wouldn't she want her daughter to be in that position? She winning. She ain't on the losing side of that. So that's not surprising. It ain't like she got dogged out and like, I still, no, you don't. You understand? She's speaking from a position of power. So of course she wants that.
She want her daughter to be a boss, no matter the cost. Nate.
Y'all better than me.
Your girl Jada back at it. What are your thoughts on her statement?
I think she want her daughter to date a ghost, just like she doing, because she ain't actually paying attention to her husband. She paying attention to the man that's hanging out in the Compton heaven or wherever cock from, the Baltimore heaven, the New York, wherever he's from.
Hey, go ahead,
she ain't
man.
Thinking nothing about Will. Hey. She ain't thinking nothing about she want her daughter to date a ghost, just like Bobby Brown said he was fucking the ghost after he had the fried chicken coke. Like, sorry.
How did Bobby catch a stray?
Right.
Because he's a legend. He a legend. Nah, honestly, I feel like them two, and I obviously we don't know them like that, but I feel like those two have raised those children so well. For her to come back and say this, like, you know, people are gonna eat it up. Like, cause she crazy. Like, every time we hear about this woman, it's something nuts. Like, even right now. Some wild. And just like Shaka said, like, what does she want for Jaden? Because you don't hear nothing about Jaden. You don't hear nothing about that kid. Except he just pop up, sell some water, and then go back and hide it. So I would love to know what she thinks about it. But until then, I think she just wants Willow to date a ghost with her proverbial hair back and forth. And hope for the best.
All right. Jada, you know how I feel about you. Damn it, Jada, again.
I'm sick of her. Go. Her and Diddy gotta get out of here.
We 3 months into the year and you and pop Usher. Up again.
And Usher.
Usher.
Yeah, Usher. He gotta go too.
Somebody need to approach that man.
Somebody did. His name was Diddy. All right, so
his name was Russell Simmons. He up in Bali with Russell, like bugging. Lock both them up, matter of fact, for that nasty.
Confessions put me through a lot. I don't want to diss Usher. All right, it's that time of the show. My favorite time. It's called You Choose. All right, Shaka, I'm going to give you two. Well, I'm going to give everybody two stories, and we just going to pick one. We can't do them both, so we'll pick one that we are going to go with. The first one is Grandma needs to take care of her grandchild, my baby. The second one is, oh, they both grandmas, huh? I'm not a grandma, I'm a glam ma. So that's one and two. Nate, you want grandma need to take care of the baby? Or I'm not a grandma, I'm a glamma?
I want to hear about the ratchet grandma. I'm going to go with two.
Number two. All right. Shaka, one or two?
Fuck out with two. I ain't mad. I got
to go. All right. Brian, it don't really matter, but one or two.
I'm going to go with two because one sounds like she had to do something strange for a piece of change, and I don't want to hear nobody grandmother go through that. So we're going to go with two.
Well, number two sounds like this.
It's grandma funny got a you BBL. Say that.
Oh. All right.
All right. I'm.
You want some grandma chose. Cheeks?
Y'all can't be mad if y'all chose this. I'm not a grandma. I'm a glam ma. I look deceptively younger than I am, and I use that to my advantage. My grandson, 23, is helping me renovate my basement. He's hired some workers. I've entertained Jose, a young migrant who works for him. I'm very discreet, but I had no idea that Jose recorded our sexual encounter.
Wait,
this
what?
Video has been shared many times amongst the other migrant workers, I'm sure, because I can tell how they look at me when they arrive. And I'm afraid my grandson will find out, especially since Jose still slips upstairs to my bedroom instead of doing work in the basement. Also, oh, we're not done. Also, my eyesight is not the best, and I'm not sure if I'm sleeping with Jose each time or if the migrant workers are switching up on me. I actually don't mind a switch up, but again, I'm trying to contain my situation so my grandson won't find out. What should I do? Nate, what should grandma do in this situation? This is a real story. I can make this up. This is a real.
Why is the migrant? Why is the migrants running the train on grandma?
Because what is happening?
Like I didn't. So when you started this story, I didn't think it was going to go like that. But she said, "Yeah, our encounters were recorded." I didn't even pick up that she was clapping Jose at first. Like, how did we get here?
Grandma,
I just want to know like how many workers it is. Like how many people just running upstairs for like water real quick?
She don't know. She don't got her glasses.
It's sliding off. Like they, dang.
This,
they,
this is also an example of wow. They all look alike to you.
That too. I just and also wait, like
do
I,
they all feel alike to you?
Like also like these migrants out here getting active. Like they beating up cops. Now they running trains on grandmas. Like I'm kind of with it. I kind of want to be a migrant. And again, like.
What? I've never heard anyone
to fight a cop and run a train on a grandma. Those are the selling points.
Yo, they bugging. You see the videos of them fighting NYPD? Like the migrants got heads.
So you want to be from New York City that bad? You want to be a migrant?
Wow. Well, they get the little EBT card too now. Like all you gotta do is make it here, and you gotta get one. Me, I gotta fill out paperwork if I want one. Like nah, I'm up. I'm about to. I'll learn Spanish for this. If I get to like a grandma and a couple dollars, I'm in.
Did you give the advice? Because what should grandma do?
Keep it low. Don't say nothing. Just get your basement fixed and Then call INS. I don't know.
She clearly getting her basement fixed.
I was like, yeah, which basement are you talking about?
Clearly getting her basement
fixed. Yeah. She a spry chicken now. Like, they knocked it off of her.
Basement finished.
Waxed. All right, Brian, what advice do you have for this young lady? Remember, she's a grandma, but she looks deceptively young. Her grandson is 23.
Is there a picture of her?
I do not have a... No, Nate, you can't get a picture.
Is she...
My advice is, you too old to start hoeing now, sis. This is stuff that you should have known. You an old hoe now. You should know these rules. You should know you got to check, see if he got something recording. You should know that you need your glasses. Like that, even maybe you could, one time they could have slipped past you. I don't know who that was. But after that, you should make sure that you got your glasses on you to make sure that everything's on the up and up. Ma'am, you are... You just outside, like you never been outside before.
She in the house.
You right, there we go. You inside like you never been outside before, and that's your real problem. Go just cut it out, man. Go back to the grandma. Cut the glam. Ain't no glam. You haven't said a glamorous thing in this whole story, ma'am.
Maybe grandpa ain't around. Like, you know, come on.
I hope he not. That's fucked up if he.
That's even worse.
Shaka. What advice do you have for the young harlot?
My advice for this, she's definitely a trollop and a harlot and all those old, all the old sayings. Like she's all of those.
Right, a streetwalker. You got to bring out the old names.
Nah, a floozy, nah, if you will.
No, nah, she's definitely a floozy. She should build a wall. That's what she's doing. She should build a wall instead of opening up her walls.
Thank God you said it, not did.
Like she should build a wall instead of opening up her walls. So let's also put this on the table. She's doing it right now, and as we speak about this, right. She don't care about whatever. About what this advice won't matter. She knows there's a high probability that she's been swapped out. She knows.
Yeah.
And she's writing us she's writing whoever for advice, right?
Yep.
So
I think she's not looking for advice, and more so she just wants to read some words of encouragement.
I have no words of encouragement for her.
How she want to read words of encouragement?
No. She can't see.
Looking at, yeah, she can't
so
see.
So I'm the only one that's like
she's going to grandma hell. There's no encouragement. She's going to grandma hell.
Grandma hell is crazy.
It's too late. Hey,
I got to be the voice of reason here for the grandmas? Like, why I got to stand up for them? What Ethel going to do for me? I don't have any skills in the basement region. So I'll just like, listen, I'll just come over and hang out. Like, so what are we doing?
You and Mar can have at it.
I'll knock the metal. No.
You can't even get it out. You can't even get it out.
You knocked the Metamucil up out of breath.
I knocked the Metamucil. Like we watching, like it's like old days. Like they used to have a Metamucil commercial on in Jeopardy. Yep, that's me. Or the Simpsons Silver. I'm knocking it.
My man said, put that 13-inch black and white on, and let's go. Andy Griffin in the background. Let's
with the knobs on the side.
Come on, man, with the bunny ears. Let's go.
Ain't no remote. Like a TV.
You
like
the remote. The TV.
Y'all
are terrible. Y'all are terrible.
None for me. I'm driving.
I'm trying to get some of these Social Security, man. It's dwindling.
Oh, grandma. All right. Speaking of nether regions in the basement, a Las Vegas guest was stung in his testicles by a Scorpio while asleep in bed. Causing
Scorpio him... or Scorpion?
Oh, I said Scorpion. My bad. Scorpion, a Scorpion.
Could be both, right?
Yo, a Scorpio would be wild.
But I don't doubt it has not happened before.
Yeah, that's revenge. If a Scorpio did it, that's revenge. Yeah. That's...
Stung in the testicles by a Scorpion while asleep in bed. causing him to wake up in incredible pain and utter shock and terror. On Monday, Michael Farshchi sat down with some news station to discuss his nightmare at the Venetian. Oh, I stayed there before. That happened on December 26th. I was not stung by any scorpions. Our scorpions. I might have had a scorpion there with me. All right, he told a reporter he was, first of all, let's remember that Vegas is the desert. There are scorpions in the desert. But I've never seen one when I was there. So I don't know how it fought. I feel like he brought that damn thing with him. Anyway, he told a reporter he was sleeping in his underwear under the bed sheets in his room when around 8 a.m., he suddenly felt a pain in his groin area. He described the sensation as someone stabbing me in my nuts with a sharp knife or glass. He said he dashed into the bathroom only to discover the orange scorpion attached to his underwear. Yo, that's wild. It was still attached. All right, so he... Sorry, the way my the logic of my mind works, the scorpion...
Didn't smack nothing still, off?
No, he ran to the bathroom and it was still attached. If you look at that article, it's still a, there's a picture of boxers with the scorpion attached to it still. So the scorpion knew right where to walk up on the boxers, not under, and it said, I'm going to get you right here. This sounded like a money grab already. All right. He managed to slip out of his briefs and snap pictures of the nasty creature dangling from his undies. So he was in so much pain, he took off his boxers, threw them down perfectly. Because when I'm about to hop in the shower, my boxers don't land like that. But just to take the picture, then he went to the hospital for treatment because he was in quotes, a lot of pain. The next day, him and his family checked out the hotel, but not before he found an incident report with the staff detailing what allegedly happened. Everybody was in shock. Nobody believed. Well, I mean, I think you would believe, right, if you were the one. He said he has no clue how the scorpion got into his bed. A rep said the resort followed all protocols for this type of incident. They took an incident report, and they were supposed to comp him for the room. Apparently, they didn't comp him, but sometimes that takes a while. His attorney went on to say that guests should always inspect their rooms and the surrounding areas upon checking it. Hey, dog, you my lawyer. Why are you telling people this?
Right.
That I should have did something.
And then he says, we're exploring possible legal actions against the Venetian. Wait, not after.
You just told him that your man wasn't aware. Now you want to press legal action.
Listen, good brother. Shaka D. Pitts Esquire will take this case.
Fire your lawyer. Fire your lawyer now. That's terrible. Terrible action on his point.
All right, say, yo, he got caught slipping, and now
my man got caught slipping. Now you gotta pay.
Yeah, we will see what we can do though. See, get my man some.
All right, bro. Ahead, get him a, start get with him you on this dinner. One. Let's. What is the Venetian at fault?
A part of me feel like.
Not that.
I was gonna say a part of me. Bugs just be getting buildings. You know what I'm saying? You can't help
what
that.
Floor, what floor is it on, Fousey?
It does not say what floor. But that because bugs can get it. Once bugs get in any type of in a ventilation system, they can go to the top floor, bro.
Right.
Okay.
It don't. And scorpions can climb. Scorpions.
I feel like he was in a room. Just because it's Vegas, he in the room doing something freaky deaky with one of them girls he found down on the strip, and then it got out of control. He got tapped on the balls by a scorpion. That's what happened. And you trying to press charges against the Venetian because you a freak. That's your problem.
Hey, listen, any of y'all been to Vegas before?
Yep.
Nah.
All right, so in Vegas, prostitution is not exactly legal, but it's decriminalized. Like, they do a week. So you have girls out there on the strip handing out business cards.
Yo, it's lit.
And you can call one of us. And literally you call that number. They show up to your hotel room. So it's like, it's not prostitution. It's, you know, they coming up to hang out with you, but you're paying for their time.
Right.
So what Brian is saying, it may not be too far off. But Nate, What are your thoughts on this? What, you know, how would you feel if you got stung in a, no, I don't even want to, like, I feel like no.
Well, I feel like we would all feel the same. Like, yeah, I'd be crying.
Would you take the time to take off your boxes nicely and take a picture before you?
That's the part I don't get. Like, he didn't kill the, did he kill the scorpion afterward? Like, what?
I don't know if it's alive or dead. It's just laying there on the boxers.
It's just laying cleanly on his dusty drawers.
Like, he laid it down nice and flat. Went to run back and get, like, his phone wasn't in the bathroom, right? So he had to run back and get the phone and take this picture.
I'm with Brian on this one. He probably got caught up in some little freaky deaky mess. And the homegirl was like, "Yo, you want to see a magic trick?" And just put the scorpion in his drawers and left. Passed out. Woke up.
Oh, y'all think it was using it as part of the fetish?
What else you do in Vegas? Wait, how do you explain this all to
his
family?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Well, it's clearly you don't.
That shit follows you back.
He said he had to go, but he had to check out with his family. I would have checked out that, like,
immediately.
Yes, like, if this happened at 8 a.m., I'm checking out at 8:01. Like, there's nothing, there's no more talking.
Checkout was probably at 11 anyway.
Like, he said, yeah, you know, check out my family. Nobody else in your family got bit by these scorpions? Like,
who else is in the bed with you?
So many. One of them little questions.
What are your thoughts on this? And Farshi is his name. Michael Farshi.
Oh, that sounds like a freak.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't think it was anything, you know, I'm not, you know, my mind isn't going, you know, to the far freaky side. But
those scorpion fetishes. Get over here.
I don't think any scorpion. No, it's just you know, most times, fellas, it's the simple thing. It's just a basic scam. Just a basic scam.
Sure.
He, you know, because, so again, brothers, we've all been, let's not even get on no TMI, on no genitalia, but we've all been bit or had something on our inner thigh or our leg. And what do?
Got too
freak
close.
Out. Freaking out. Freak out.
Right, B? Right? You start freaking out. And so,
your voice get high pitched.
So he felt that and didn't start swiping at it at all. He didn't swing at it. He felt the pain and jumped up and ran to the bathroom without swiping or doing nothing. That scorpion would have been in the bed. It would have been on the floor. It would have never made it to the bathroom. It would have never made it to the bathroom because you'd have been jumping up and carrying on in the bed right then and there. So, no, I think it's just a scam. Also, if they're not mentioning what happened to the scorpion after he left, if they're not mentioning medical reports saying that was an actual scorpion sting, then no, it's a scam.
The only paperwork I see is the incident report where he says, "I have been bitten by scorpion at my groin/testicles
Listen,
in a lot of pain."
good brother, that's the same thing. That's the same thing as me saying, you know, there's a fly in my suit.
And then it says, whom do you consider to blame? The Venetian. Why not the scorpion?
I feel like he overdrafted his account and he just needed to, like, he should have just.
You know what? It could have been that. That's good. That's so, good. Yeah.
I've seen that in Vegas a lot. Like, I've been to Vegas like 7 times. I've seen that. Like, you can see the ones who are out of money and they just sitting there hopeless. They're looking at you. Like, some of them be waiting for people to, like, leave a dollar on the table, something that walk past and take it.
So we take that theory and say, this brother was down and out. It got real for him at the table. He outside, one of the little bushes, whatever. He's, you know, smoking a cigarette. He see a little yo run by. He snatches up in the little his jacket, take it upstairs. I ain't paying for nothing. There's a fly in my suit.
Scorpion in my drawers.
Scorpion in my drawers.
There's a cockroach in my steak.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like, no, it's a scam. It's a scam. It's a scam.
And he did. The update was that since the scorpion sting debacle went viral earlier that morning, the Venetian never comped his room. And they made him pay for his food and various other expenses.
Yeah, they like, let's dance. They it's like, let's dance. What's that?
Look, the food and bev background in me, right? I got a degree in hospitality management. First thing they would have did was comp that man his room, except for the fact that the first thing he did was go to
the internet.
Yeah, nah. He turned the music up. Yeah, he turned the music up. So they were like, let's dance. Whatever. You don't turn the music up, good brother.
Yeah, like
you don't turn the music up. Let's dance.
Your whole weekend would have been comp if you would have been quiet, but no, you want some money. All right.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Your whole year would have been if you kept it low.
We would have ate this because we don't want the publicity. You already put the publicity out there. Man, wait.
Now we got to fight. Yeah, now listen, we got to dance. Right.
Listen, I got Berkowitz, Rabinowitz, Snyder, and all of them on deck. The whole firm on deck. You ain't got nothing coming, good brother.
And illegal. And they have a literal lawyer that sits in that building that advises them on what should we do next. And guess what that lawyer said? Oh, he went to the internet. He went to the media. Don't comp him anything, because if we comp him, now we're like we guilty.
Now we gotta pay him millions.
Yep.
Nah, we good. Yeah, we good. Trying to be famous, y'all. Everybody want that microwave age fame.
Be famous.
All right, speaking of things by balls, adult film star Emily Willis family launches GoFundMe for medical bills following apparent OD. Nearly a month after she was hospitalized following an apparent OD, and let me give the disclaimer before Nate says some crazy shit. We're not making fun of people who OD. Addiction is a serious disease. There also should be no brand new crackheads. I don't care. You should not be a brand new crackhead. All right.
See? Told you they make it to the pod.
Yeah, like our new meth head. We know where this is going. There's no movie that ends good. All right. She's hospitalized following an OD. Her family has launched a GoFundMe to help pay for medical expenses. The 25-year-old adult star was recently at a celebrity rehab facility in Malibu before the OD, where she was there for additional treatment. Her family is asking for $60,000 to cover the medical costs. With hearts heavier than ever imagined, we find ourselves reaching out for support and care for our beloved Emily Willis. Her family also described her as a cherished daughter, sister, and a beacon of light in the lives of all who knew her and probably all who watched her. Recently, Emily's world was turned upside down when she was admitted to the hospital, marking the beginning of an incredibly tough and unforeseen battle. With every ounce of her remarkable strength and bravery, she is fighting. It was further revealed that her path to recovery requires a lot of care, and it's far ahead of her. The weight of this position extends beyond the emotional and physical. It bears down upon us financially. With mounting medical bills, necessities of travel, where's she going? And all the regular flow of life suspenses continue. All right. I wrote down some thoughts on this because I want to be very specific. I have some questions for you guys, but I want to throw these questions out. First question is, should GoFundMes be used for people who overdose? I understand addiction. I've had family members who were addicted, who OD'd. I've never thought, of course, I was younger when this happened, but my family never thought, and maybe, you know, OnlyFans was OnlyFans. GoFundMes weren't around at the time, but I don't think it's pretty, it's, you're asking me to give you money for someone who was in rehab and fell to their addiction. I can see people who say, well, yeah, it's still an addiction. They're still in the situation. We need to help them get out. Granted. The second part, she is, Nate, what did you just say? A picture of her. Bro. I'm gonna finish reading this. I'm not gonna check that. You be trying to throw me off. My second part is she's in an industry. She's in the porn industry, right? OnlyFans, Pornhub, whatever. Where she sells her actions as a service to her fans. Why has that not been an option? Why not go back to the well to which she made her money? And I mean, if you're gonna put out that she was a porn star and she OD'd and she's fighting, why not go back through her catalog and republish some of these things and have people donate that way? That way, her fans, the ones that she have, and I'm sure she has fans. She's a good looking gal from the pictures that I see. I've not seen her as she OD. Shut up, Nate. Why not use that as a method to get money if that's how she was getting her money? Let's start off sensible. Shut up, Nate. Shaka, what are your thoughts on this? Is this a route someone should go for someone who OD'd after they've been to rehab several times? And I'm sure you respect addicts like I do, but you know the old adage, you can't help those who don't want to be helped. Should GoFundMes be used? I mean, first off, when you got all that money, you should get insurance, right? That you can buy your own insurance. And you won't have to have all of these medical bills, but let me not cloud the narrative. Should GoFundMes be used by these people? And also, why didn't they just go back to her well of her pornography videos to try and solicit more money?
So,
And am I
two
fucked up in
parts.
thinking that?
No, you're not. And I'll address the should they part. I think, everyone's metrics are different, and everyone's perspectives are different. I am on the same mindset as you are that she should be going back to that well. That would be the smart thing to do because these people have shown that they already care for your services. So that would be a smart thing to do. And if people who think like I think will not support her GoFundMe, because they feel like you feel she should go back to that source. It's almost like saying, hold up, you got a rich uncle. You ain't actually rich uncle, but you asking me for X, Y, and Z. Like, nah, you'll go at your rich uncle, yo, who's been giving you A, B, and C for years. So, no, I think that should happen. But the reason they are going to GoFundMe, is it? So again, we're saying this like they're not reaching out to OnlyFans. They may be reaching out to OnlyFans, but GoFundMe is going to get the people. See, me and you ain't knowing OnlyFans, right?
First off,
Well.
dog. Yep. No, I'm not an OnlyFans.
I'm gonna say we're not on her OnlyFans. I'm not on OnlyFans
Right.
at all, right? But we're not part of her. We're not part of
Her
her
tribe,
mob,
her community.
right? Exactly. We're not part of her community, right? So we're not gonna see that. So to get people like us, but the people like us who may feel otherwise than we do, then yeah, GoFundMe is the way. So it's just putting it out to a whole different market, a bigger market. For them to get money from. So that's not saying they're not reaching back to that OnlyFans well, because they may well be. So, but again,
They just don't want to put that to the mass media. Like you can go
yeah,
watch your only
exactly.
thing.
Because then the mass is gonna say, well, if they get she done she got 80,000 over there, why you want 60 from here? Why you want so and again, she's a recovering she's recovering from an addiction. So at this point, I'm not supporting that. And because I know you can't drown if you want to make them drink water. So,
Right.
I can't support that. All I can do is hope the creator, and you have a connection, strong enough to where you can break out of it somehow. And I say the creator meaning whatever, whether it be universal energies or just, your inner, whatever, whatever. You need to find that. So,
Find your peace while you're here and while you're here. Also,
yeah.
two things. One is I'm looking at the comments on some of these ads, and one says that she was just on a TV show not too long ago, flaunting her expensive bags and how she bought
Yes.
$1,000 pair of shoes.
Well,
So
I
hello,
read that too.
family, sell her stuff to get her better. Sell those items. Two, one of the dumbest moves I've ever done. None of y'all know the story. I think y'all, well, most of y'all know I had a heart transplant. Shock, I think I had a heart transplant. But when I got sick, I was working at Verizon at the time. They had good insurance. And the bill lady for the hospital comes in. She says, hey, you know, these bills are going to get really expensive. I suggest that you start a GoFundMe now. And the pride that I had and the ego that I carry when I said, I got money, I'm good, I got insurance. That was great. It was the surgery itself was $600K. But well, Verizon didn't cover most of that. Y'all did, the taxpayers, right? Because with heart transplant, the taxpayers paid for most of it. And then the other bills, Verizon paid for most of it. What I didn't realize was there was a recurring cost that I still pay for to this fucking day. And I'm like, man, I should have started that damn GoFundMe. Boy, I should have listened. So I get the whole, when people be arguing like GoFundMe is not insurance, it is not, but it helps. I tell you what, I wiped out my 401k paying for me to get back healthy. And I something I shouldn't have done, but I had to do, right? And at the same time, I didn't know if I was going to be breathing in 3 years to worry about it. I was just fighting back. So I understand the whole GoFundMe thing now. I wish that nurse would have broken down a little bit more instead of saying, oh, okay. You know, like, you know, I had pride, lady. Anyway, back to this this young grandma. No. Nate. And Nate just sent me a picture of her while she's at work.
Mid.
Yes, this is what Nate does, Shaka. And the picture
is mid.
He said she got to take the L because this is some mid. This is the research that Nate does. So Nate, you don't want to help this young lady with her GoFundMe?
So no, not at all. Because for one, even before I saw the picture, you said that she was at a celebrity rehab already or a well-known rehab in Malibu. So right. Why
so she got bread because those aren't free at all. You for that.
She dropped out of the Malibu rehab to go someplace else. No, you're gonna go to the regular one like everybody else does and get the same help. Because clearly why are we gonna pay for another one of these types of things for you to just be out wherever you are in Cali just finessing people off the GoFundMe money? Like, just lower the price of that OnlyFans to like 99 cents or something and call it a day. But I will not be supporting that because and if y'all saying that she out here flashing cars and clothes and all that, how the family saw that mess? Like, she ain't gonna be, you can't use that in rehab. You're gonna be wearing Bugle Boy jeans and turtlenecks until you 52 now. Like, it's a wrap.
She can always get that business, hopefully.
She man, can, but
nah, they thinking after the fact, good brothers. They're thinking past this sickness. So if she makes it, we still got our cash. If she don't make it, we still got her cash. Right? Mm. I mean, so the family ain't trying to get rid of any equity that you know that they're gonna get if she passes. They ain't trying to do that. And she ain't trying to give up nothing, hoping she don't, you know, she gets through it. She like, you know, I get through this. I still want to live like a baddie.
Mm. Look, being a crackhead baddie is different.
Like, no, that's weird.
There's no such thing as getting back from addiction and being a baddie right out of rehab. I'm sorry, lady.
give me 1 second, because I just had this quick story. I think I might have said something about it before. Y'all remember that show Celebrity Rehab?
Yeah.
Vaguely. I never watched it. I'm not a real big fan of reality TV, although apparently I need to watch this Love is Blind.
Well, Love is Blind is a mess. I'm going to catch up tonight, too. So there was this episode of Celebrity Rehab where somebody snuck some crack in the rehab. And
how do you manage to have a crack every episode?
Because she was at the Celebrity Rehab or whatever. So they snuck the crack in. And they got high, and then they had a hamster, so they blew the crack smoke into the hamster ball, and then the hamster was high, rolling around the rehab.
Who did this, Nate?
I'm about to find a video, because this shit was crazy. Like, they had the hamster, he was just high, rolling around the rehab.
Like Tony Danza, one of those people. Who with the red hair? I forget. I know he was on that show. I don't.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top. He's been on all the shows.
It was like a Danny something. I forget his name. It was a guy with red hair.
But wait, you talking about the dude from Pete and Pete?
I have no idea. That sounds like a guy named Pete. What else?
They was both named Pete. That was the Adventures of Pete and Pete.
All right, let's move on. Get well to the young lady. Well, I can say. I don't.
I'm mad as hell. I'm deleting this picture.
I don't know why you sent that. Yeah.
See, I was hoping for better.
That's why you the milk merchant over here sending filth like that.
That's how he knows it's me. He was like, nah, I got some milk for y'all.
This is
I got still something got it that's up. Worth $8.99 a month. Oh, yeah.
Trash. Listen, if I supported her services, like that's what you get. Like, I'm not supporting your services and kicking out no funds for you. Like, nah, like. Mm-hmm. Like that ain't what we doing. So like, and how about this? Are you tapping into your celebrity friends that you right. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing. Like you coming at you trying to it's a fleece. You coming at the general population when you got number one, you got some money. Number two, you got people who got money or access to that.
But we know there was some guys you were smashing that got money. Hit your old dudes up.
Come on,
they don't want to deal with a crackhead. Like they don't want. Like,
nah, that was a transaction, like, yeah. Now I'm with Upstate Nate on that one. That was transactional. That was like, transactional.
How they gonna explain to their wife that they gotta slide off 20 grand for like yo, yeah.
Right.
And then two, woman you power. Gotta remember, what you also gotta remember is it's probably people who canceling their OnlyFans membership with like, oh, she ain't making no new content. I don't need this no more. I'm going to take my little $10 back every month. You know what I'm saying? So she probably down. She probably down the subscriptions.
Nah, she probably down. Nah, I don't doubt that. But I also don't doubt that, you know.
She got some of these joints on her phone.
Nah, a 1,000,000,000% is a stash. 1,000,000,000% is a stash. She can, you know, she can do something with. But again,
what is she addicted to?
They ain't say.
Family purposely didn't say. Nate, what that sound like to you? You an expert on crack,
heroin, and fent.
Yeah, so, nah. Yep.
So she probably blew through the stash then.
Blew through the porn stash?
No, the money stash.
She probably used her OnlyFans money to buy the drugs.
Yeah, she blew through that.
It'd be one buy that she had that was a bad, you know, people don't overdose on purpose.
True. That's true. That's true too.
Not like she's down and out. This is my last dollar. Give me your bad crack.
You right. Give me whatever you got, baby. Exactly.
Right. Nah.
I'd do anything, baby.
Crenshaw. Right. She went on Crenshaw Boulevard with it. Right. So it's like,
I got these cheeseburgers.
Trying to trade the cheeseburgers, right. Yeah. trying to trade cheeseburgers in.
Got you know what I mean? All right, let's jump ahead, Pauls.
Didn't say. At all. So I have no control over this. You said I'm top five rappers. You said I spit hot fire. And I'm over here as a kid saying, what are they talking about? But right after, anytime I send my music to DJs, they say, oh, that's the nigga that David Chappelle made fun of. Now I'm good on that. No one is calling me. Everyone is laughing. This is legend now. I'm legend now. Now I'm legend. I'm fucked up for what you just did. And you're not answering the phone. They're like, I can't help you. That joke gone, buddy. That joke took over.
That joke burned your career.
The joke actually burned it. At that time, I couldn't do nothing.
Who are the five best rappers of all time? Think about it. Dylon, 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 and Dylon. Because I spit hot fire.
Right, here we go.
Alright, we that's all from the Chappelle show. That was Dylon Dillinger, who now goes by the name Dylon Dilly.
Does he really?
So, God.
Yeah, you know, this Dilly is his right name now.
That's wild.
That's the problem.
Well, no.
Dylon Diddy.
Hey, go ahead, man.
Well, it's funny. All right, the idea is that he says that Dave Chappelle basically burned and ended his career. He said no one was calling him. The boy could rap. And he had that little Jamaican, or wherever he's from, pardon me, my Caribbean people, twang, whatever. He was killing it. I distinctly remember him having a mixtape called Life After Bad Boy. He had the Biggie hearse in the background, like, you know, from the Life After Death album. He even had Puff on that mixtape. So I don't know what he mean by nobody's Puff picked up the phone for him. But anyway, this will be a sweet and short conversation. Brian, did Dave Chappelle end Dylon's career?
I can see that, but also I didn't know he could rap good until you said that just now. And it's been 20 years. Like, I've never listened to anything. I never listened to the band album.
So the band album was hot. Don't do that.
Yeah, band
album. I'm not saying that it wasn't. I'm saying I ain't listened to it. So I, you know what I'm saying? I can't vouch for that music. I think it sucks for him because he's like right outside, like, the internet bubble for real. So he really don't know how to operate the internet. The internet wasn't like a thing then the way it is now. Like, you don't need, like, now it don't matter if he said that. Like, you can take that, flip that, do something with that. Back then, you kind of still needed the labels to, like, give you access to stuff.
I'm surprised he hasn't come out with a song.
Yeah, he should have.
Dave Chappelle.
But you can tell in that clip, he's taking himself way too serious to make a song about the clip versus Wayne Brady got on the show and made a whole skit about the skit that was about him. You know what I'm saying? But Wayne also had access to Dave. Like, I think they actually knew each other prior to the skit versus Dylon, just some guy.
I think he made him more famous. Nate, did Dave Chappelle ruin Dylon's career?
No, the band ending ruined Dylon's career. Dave, if anything, like, would have sent his career into orbit, because while people only really, if you weren't watching Making the Band or, like, knew about the band at that time, you know of Dylon from Dave Chappelle. Like, if anything, it's gonna make you go back and do your research. Like, yo, who is this dude Dave Chappelle cracking? Not, oh, yo, this dude suck, we never listen to him again. You're gonna keep watching the skit because it's funny. And
that album went gold, so I'm positive.
Yeah, that album wasn't bad at all. Like, the problem is that the band ended. Like, you got Elliot Ness getting beat up, you got Chopper wearing the suit. Like, that whole band was a gimmick to begin with.
Shout out so, Ness, he's a good guy. He raps his ass off too. Shout out Sarah, though. Enos.
He can rap. That fight that he got in with Fred was still hilarious because
Fred choked him out.
Choked that man out.
Fred got rid of him.
Shaka, did Dave Chappelle ruin Dylon Dillinger? Dylon Dilly's career. I don't want to call him Dylon Dilly. Dylon Dillinger's
Dylon
career.
Diddy.
Like, he's not helping his career at all.
Yeah.
Not. Well, no, Dave Chappelle didn't end his career. He ended his career by not being a good artist. I mean, the joke that Dave Chappelle did, that's exactly what he sounded like. Go back and watch the clip for him. Go back and watch clip for him. Bam, 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 like, it sounds exactly like that. Go back and watch. Like some of the stuff Dave Chappelle was doing a little over the top, but there was parts where, no, he sounded exactly like that. And also, you know, Brain Cell Diary, Dave, and I can't remember the making of the band, exactly, but I remember I was watching it. I was grown watching it, so I remember watching it. Did he or did he not say that? Did he say that?
He never said that he was a top five rapper. He never did the whole Dylon.
Yeah, he never did that. But he did something.
He was trying to say he wanted to be a top five rapper.
Okay.
So, like, one of his rants. So, and Dave just flipped it.
Right. So again, how long was that after that? Like, the band stopped, and then Chappelle did that skit when?
I think their album was still selling. So It was maybe a year later, but from
okay.
the show, it was like a year later, but the album had dropped. So it was in that same time frame. Because that was season
okay.
of Chappelle.
That's right, because he did, because he actually had some of them on there. Some of them in there.
He
had Sarah, right.
Shout out Sarah. I'm the only one that missed Sarah. Come on.
And, no, I like Sarah. I like Sarah. But also, he met Chappelle after that. He met Buff Dave Chappelle. Right.
Yeah.
He met Jim Dave Chappelle. After mm-hmm. that, they got pictures together. They got a video together where they was chopping it up or whatever. So
smiling.
So don't tell me now in 2024 that had to be at least 5 years ago, right? Six years ago. So don't tell me now in 2024, nobody went ahead. You not successful because of you. The same reason that Nate said he ain't gonna capitalize off of that. Because his mentality is what stopped him. I mean, aside from the artistry, because he had the connections, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna I'll abstain from the artistry part because Diddy thought he was dope enough for whatever reason. So he got the deal. Right, so boom, we can take that off the table, right? So it ain't that. It's him. He's the reason, man. And watch this. Prince got clowned hard in two episodes, and probably the most famous of the Chappelle's skits. And you know what Prince did? He used that as an album cover.
Mm-hmm.
Without Chappelle's permission, a word. That's what we doing.
Yeah, Dave talked about that. He was like, "What I'm gonna do? Sue him for me mocking him?"
Yeah. So it's mentality, man. That's why he's not successful. It's mentality. He can't blame Dave. He can't blame Dave for that.
And as I will,
Dave should have him come perform at the next Netflix special.
Why? It sounds like he dissing Dave. It's undercut and dissing him.
Nah, have him come perform for free. Like, he ain't doing nothing else but going on like Vlad TV or whatever.
Yo, he got on. He showed love to that man behind stage somewhere. Got on video with him. Blah, 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 blah. So again, it's Dylon. Why did he capitalize? He's not capitalizing. So again, now 6 years later, 6 years after that handshake and man hug, 6 years later, you want to say, "Oh, he ruined my career, man." Get up out of here, man. Nope. Nobody trying to hear that, bro. It's you. It has to be you. What's the common denominator? What Trek say? No matter where you go, there you are. Like, nobody trying to hear that, man.
I want to know who even decided to interview him. Like, who?
Some family.
Why are we talking to Dylon today?
B, you ain't him in the back? That ain't deserve no
He was giving the words. Yeah, he burned your career, right? Yeah, he burned my career.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Bro, why are you here? Yeah?
And you know what, Dylon, if you ever want to come on the Fake Mad Podcast, you are always welcome.
I'll cook him. I'll tell you right now.
All
right. Hey, I didn't say he's going to be protected. I say he can come and show.
I was like, you know you like to fight, Nate.
I wouldn't disrespect him, but I'm going to keep it all above. No, I don't think you're dope. You know, I know four handful of people that I think are better than you. You know,
I can name 100 offhand.
I said four handfuls, right? So you know what I mean?
Four,
like,
right here.
Like. So again, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think.
And I don't even rap.
So, but no, like go back and listen to that stuff he was doing. Again, I didn't listen to the whole band album, you know, because I wasn't fans of the whole band. You know what I mean? I did like
D-A-N-D.
You know, but
nah,
no,
that,
but
no. That...
Shout out to E-Ness. Me and E-Ness,
that's cool.
In the same places.
Fred put something out not too long ago.
Sam Malone, my dude Sam Malone. Out in Philly, he got his podcast, Sipping with Sammy, and Ness was on there. So I got no beef with Ness. I know him as Ruger, but he go by Sam Malone now. All right, last topic, and this will be a quicker one. A man sprayed a bottle of champagne up a woman's skirt after winning a NASCAR race. Doesn't give me his name, but he was shaking the bottle, and the girl was standing there, so he put it underneath behind her and let the bottle spray. She obviously was a little shocked. He still sprayed it on her, then he sprayed it on everybody. Women are saying that's assault. One guy was like, one lady was like, he would not have done that if that was a man. Somebody else shot back, yes, he would because he's white. Either way.
Somehow they're right.
Yeah,
somehow
they're right.
Somehow.
Him going up here. So we don't have to have a long dialogue about this. I'm not going to get on my rant today, Brian. I'm not going to rant about this.
No, you're
just
good.
I'm going to ask, should this be classified as assault if the young lady wanted to, right? Because she might know him and we don't know their relationship. I mean, she's standing up there on the podium with him. She got a wedding ring on. I don't think that's his wife, though, but she did kind of look kind of shocked when he did it. She's like, oh, what the, you know. But it could have been not in public things. But Brian, is this assault?
I think it all depends on how she views it, right? Because like you said, we don't know their relationship. I don't even think I saw the whole girl in the video. I think it's just like the side of her. So I couldn't tell if like she's just up there or like she works for like the race, you know, like the racing girls, like holding up signs or
you
like
might
being
be a
model.
Racing girl. She got a helmet on, but she has his team logo on her shirt, like MCB or whatever. It's the same logo that he has on one of his patches. So it might, you know, they might have a relationship, or he might be an immature dude, you know?
And again, this go back to the serial man. You just being insensitive. You not thinking about what you're doing, bro. You just trying to be funny. And it could have been innocent. Well, I don't know, because she had on a skirt. So when you, like, you did that for a reason.
Yeah,
right?
you went on, you could have just sprayed her in the face, but you went under.
Yeah, you went under the skirt. I've never seen, in all the years I've seen people win races, I ain't never seen nobody do that. So I don't know. You
not
might be in
culture.
Trouble, big dog. Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Shaka, is that classified as assault?
It's assault if she deems it as assault. It's 1,000,000,000% inappropriate, though.
It's a family program.
It's a family program. It's immature. It's inappropriate. So. And she fully expected to get champagne poured on her head, maybe because she had the helmet on.
She had that helmet on, like she was ready.
So,
she
was
he
ready.
He said,
"I
got
spray.
Something for you."
Yeah, no, she was
ready.
That's
why he
spray.
Did it, which makes it even cornier.
Yeah, no, it's 1,000,000,000% infantile, and I think even if she's cool with it, I think the team or the association.
Suspend
as a
him.
Whole somehow should take some action because if nothing else, it was tasteless.
In this day and age, you can't be doing that to women.
For me, it's not even about like doing that to women or whatever. Like, cause you know, you ain't spraying that on my nuts. You know,
right.
It was just inappropriate and it's immature and that ain't what we do. You know what I mean? That's not what you do as grown-ups. I would, you know, maybe an 8-year-old might do that. And you'd be like, yo, Johnny, what are you doing? You don't do that. That's not funny. You can go to jail for that. You know, as a grown person. It gives off, if now, you know, I'm not even that new age guy. You know, I'm very, you know, rounded. Yo is a creep. Yo, with somebody.
I just saw an update, and I'm gonna get to you, Nate. It says somebody was like, "That's his wife for the love of God." Somebody, no, it's not. He literally apologized and just described her as the woman in the video. So there was an apology he issued. So now we know he's wrong. We know it's not his wife. But the disrespect, he's like, "I apologize to the woman in the video that I did that with the champagne." Nate, what were you gonna say about this?
It's very, is it assault? If like Shaka said, yeah, if she chooses to take it that far, yes. But again, you're not just putting no bottle up my, like, spraying nothing near that lower area of me. Like, what are you doing? Like, it was childish and corny, and there's no race in the world that's going to make me want to be like, you know what? I'm going to just shake this bottle up and throw it under shorty draw, like throw it under her skirt, like that.
I'm so happy I won. I'm a semi rape, like, I'm a pre
rape simulation.
I'm so happy. I'm a pre. No, that's you know, he needs to be discipline. And yeah, he needs to be disciplined.
If you do that when you win, what the hell are you gonna do when you like, lose, dog?
Not for nothing. Like, we've all sprayed champagne before, right? Like that shit don't be like just coming out like pause, like a little stream. Like that shit shoots.
I've never shot champagne up a woman's skirt.
No, but you've shot it, like you see, like it has pressure to it. I mean, like,
yeah,
no,
like, listen. We've all had celebratory moments. Popping Moet bottles in a club, but I ain't never tell a little girl, hey, come here real quick.
Moet, man, we popping Andre, you bugging.
Nah, definitely the Dre's. Dre's was definitely getting popped. But the other reason that Yo didn't say her name is, I think, one of two reasons also. It's like, number one, she had on a helmet. So we don't know who she is. No one will know who she is unless they say who she is.
Right.
And she don't want nobody to know that she got champagne up the wazoo, right?
Right. So, protect the innocent, yeah. Right.
Except she probably posted a picture of herself like 5 minutes before with the helmet.
Right. And, right, without the helmet, right? So
she ain't know she was gonna be subject to that.
But she's probably gonna be taken care of on that side.
Oh, yeah. Somebody paying, bringing her off. She getting in that little paycheck. You know, they get like $50 an hour to stand up there. She get a little $300 an hour for that.
Nah, she might get a GoFundMe for vaginal reconstruction.
Nah, we're with the cork.
That's what I'm saying. She might have caught that. She got a gripper.
Ain't go ahead,
brother.
Man.
That's the question.
We were being serious, Nate. Why you do that?
Like that's the question.
This is why women OD.
And start GoFundMe's got it. All right. Put that on my list.
All right, we were at the end of the show, the part of the show where we tell everybody what we are fake mad about. Nathaniel, what are you fake mad about this week?
I'm real mad still, actually. I talked about this earlier. It was supposed to be pizza day at work, and we ain't get no pizza. Like every Wednesday.
Employers. Stop giving food as a reward for good and give bonuses and
my coworker showed up with this little ass like Little Caesar's pizza. He said, "Yo, you want some of this nasty pizza?" I said, "I am leaving." And I left. I had an appointment, but I still wanted listen, I know every Wednesday is pizza day. It's supposed to be pizza there. It hit noon. There was no pizza.
They lied to you, bro.
And then he shows back up with this crusty Little Caesars pizza, which where I work, Little Caesars is far away. So like you went out of your way to get that bullshit.
It wasn't and hot
you didn't
and ready.
Come back with like the what happened?
It wasn't hot and ready, Little Caesars.
I don't know. I don't even acknowledge that pizza as real pizza. Like I'd rather like any pizza you get at the market, like little take and bakes better than Little Caesars pizza, man.
Listen, if you broke $6
cereal
long way.
Great callback, Nate. Great callback.
That was a great callback. Brian, you think mad about this week?
So one of my homeboys got a business, and he had an iPhone. He get rid of his iPhone because T-Mobile offered him a free Android. But now his clients want to pay him in Apple Pay. So now they got to pay me so I can pay him. I'm like, bro, I ain't about to keep doing this, dog. You need to, go get your iPhone.
Transaction free?
Yeah, you need to go get your phone back, bro. I'm not doing this with you.
That's your man, though. Help him out.
What advice? I'm go get your phone back.
No, skim 2% off the top. That'll change it real quick.
Like square.
Transactional fee. Get your money. What's
you know
that
what?
When you get money without having to do much work? Residual income?
There you go.
Get your residual income.
You know what? I ain't mad no more. Thanks, guys.
Shaka Pitts, what are you fake mad about today?
Oh man, I guess I'm fake mad that I didn't know that I was as poor as I was because I just had cereal the other night. So I'm mad that I'm just finding that it took this white man to tell me that
CEO.
Let me know what my situation was. But I do feel important though. But I'm still kind of mad that you know. The CEO told me, but it's still like, damn, that's how I got to find out, you know what I mean, with everybody like this. So, yeah, shout out to Corey.
Find out from the head dog.
Yeah, but, you know,
I will tell
you. Ignorance is bliss.
as much stuff as I do, I'm very frugal and people think I got money because I be everywhere and do everything. Nah, people owe me favors. But you ain't
social
never
capital felt... matters.
Exactly. It's the barter system, baby. I barter social capitalism. You ain't never felt as broke as being in a room with a bunch of people with real money.
Man.
And I've been in a room with a bunch of people with real money. Man, oh, what's that? The Maybach yours? The Benz? The BMW? Mm. Nah, that little hoopty over there? Across the street, because I'm not parked next to y'all. That's me. That 04. That's me, dog. Yeah, oh, yeah. Where your house at? You live in Mount Pleasant? You live in Somerville? Mm. I'm over in West Ashley, dog. I'm over the bridge.
Over the bridge is wild. I'm over
the bridge. Well, see, Charleston, most people know Charleston as a peninsula, right? That's whenever you see Charleston, you see downtown. That's the peninsula. Mm. I live over a bridge. I live 11 minutes away from there, but I live over the bridge. I live where everybody's trying to move to now because it's so expensive downtown. I'm like,
that's like Mufasa.
I came here because I was broke. You know, like I've been here because I'm broke. Y'all don't be my neighbors and raise up my rent. Anyway, what was I fake mad about this week? Oh, I was fake mad that I was sick all week, damn near dying. Did go to Columbia to see USC play Florida, and Florida lost in a heartbreaking game. I was supporting Florida in that one. I am fake mad that I thought that this was not going to happen as well as yesterday, because when Facebook went down, I was like, damn, I have Brian's number. If he has the same number from college,
yeah.
I don't have Nate number. I don't got Shocking number. And for yesterday, well, I guess I had Corey number, but I didn't have y'all number. So I was like, man, Corey going to be mad at me because we ain't going to do his show. And then this show might not happen. It's going to stress me for the week because y'all don't get the shit that I get when people being like, yo, you dropping the episode come out this week? I didn't get the alert. And it be the most random people, but they really fans and supporters. Mm-hmm. So I can't be mad at them. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
Yeah. I do all the work, Nate.
I just show up, baby. I'm just talent, baby.
I mean, that's a talk, good feeling that like talk, people Nate. Like, yo, people's like people are excited that you got like that.
It's a great feeling until it's you. I'm the reason it ain't come out because I didn't get the edit like I was supposed to. I won't put out what I feel is a superior product. So sometimes y'all got to deal with me. But what I'm really fake mad about is this notion that broke women don't see themselves as broke. They just think that they're dating the wrong men. I could have based the whole show around this, but I didn't want to.
We could go into that.
Yeah, no.
Man, look.
Get over yourselves. I need you. And there's not every woman that thinks that way. But it's some. What's funny is most of the women in that situation don't think that. It's the collective, the broke teps, hoteps.
the broke teps.
They just, and this is why I never try to base any of my thoughts off of the dog app. It's the dog app now, Shaka, because it's X. It used to be the bird app, but now it's the dog app. Collective group think is poisoning society. One social media app at a time. That's all. I'm not even getting. That's.
Yo, who was shorty that ended up getting a divorce because her friends told her to? It was like a celebrity's wife or somebody.
It was like a month or two ago, right?
Well, yeah.
It was an NBA player, I believe.
It was something like that. Like, I can't remember who it was, but like, she's like, yeah, I got divorced. My friend said he gave off bad vibes.
It was Tyrese's wife.
Oh, no, Tyrese.
Oh, that's what it was.
Tyrese's second wife. That's right. And she immediately regretted it. Although, the way he be acting now, she might be reconsidering.
She might have been all.
She reconsiders her regret. All right, y'all. Let me not hold you up for time. We almost hit the 10 o'clock mark. Shaka, I appreciate you. My brother, tell them one more time where they can find you.
find me on YouTube every Monday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, at Shock Value. So it's A, well, it's A, it's the at sign, and S-H-A-K-V-A-L-U-E is the YouTube handle. So you can look me up. The show is called Shock Value, and we have interesting conversations about social dynamics and people, relationships, not just intimate relationships, but platonic, but just relationships among people, how we operate and how we're dealing. Because I've been around long enough to see things, ebb and flow. So I speak from that perspective. And then we also have Play It or Spray It, where artists send me music and I play it to the listening audience, and the listening audience decides if it gets played or sprayed. And we also have a segment we call Spin the Bin, where we have two artists go head to head in a versus style, three songs apiece. And these are things I was doing back in 2000. Sheesh. I don't know. Whenever I was doing my show, 2000.
I got to Baltimore in 01. I met you probably 03-ish or 04. So at least since then, you were doing the whole.
Yeah.
The record.
Yeah, I was doing Real Talk with Spitz McMahon. Mm-hmm. I was doing verses and stuff back then before it was verses. So once I brought the show back again, I decided why not just, I'm not copying anything. I was doing it before. I was doing podcasts before they were called podcasts. They weren't even called podcasts when I was doing it. It was Blog Talk Radio when I was on.
Facts. So we're out of here. Damn, I had some. Oh yeah, I had one more thing. Listen, gentlemen, most of the people who listen to this, ladies too, we are too old to try to prove how tough we are to other people or other people. I'll repeat that for you. We are too old to try and prove how tough we are to other people for other people. But I'm not gonna break it down. That's it. All right, Fake Mad Podcast. We out of here. Nate the Great from upstate. Peace and love. Brian be knowing. You know what it is. Make sure y'all go out and vote. Best of Charleston podcast. We did it when they said we couldn't. And we out of here. Hey, peace, love, and blessings.
Peace.
Peace.